I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. The White House announced late Monday that U.S. President Donald Trump has paused military aid to Ukraine. A senior administration official told VOA in a written statement that the president has been clear about his goal of ending the war between Russia and Ukraine and that his partners need to be just as committed. The decision comes after Trump's contentious exchange with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in the Oval Office last Friday, which scuttled a potential minerals deal that the president argued was key for Ukraine continuing to receive U.S. support. Zelensky has expressed fears that Trump is attempting to settle the conflict on terms more favorable to Moscow than Kyiv. All three major U.S. stock indexes fell sharply near the end of Monday's trading session after Trump announced he was imposing new 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada that took effect Tuesday morning. Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernhard has more.
The Dow dropping almost 1.5%. The S&P 500 shedding more than 1.75%, and the NASDAQ spiraling more than 2.6%. Trump said the two U.S. neighbors had, quote, no room left to avert the tariffs, raising fears of a North American trade war. Trump is also expected on Tuesday to raise tariffs on Chinese imports to 20% from 10%. U.S.-listed shares of Chinese companies fell. Meanwhile, a survey from the Institute for Supply Management on Monday showed U.S. manufacturing slowed in February and an index of forward-looking new orders contracted, further reflecting tariff concerns.
That was Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernhard. This is VOA News. Shares in European arms makers surged on Monday, boosted by the prospect of higher defense spending in the region. Reuters correspondent Sierra Lee explains.
At a summit in London on Sunday, 2 days after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky clashed with U.S. President Donald Trump, European leaders agreed they must spend more on defense. Separately, Reuters reported that parties in talks to form Germany's new government are considering setting up a defense fund. Gains in defence stocks drove a broader gauge of aerospace and defence companies up more than 6% to a record high. The index has more than doubled since Russia invaded Ukraine 3 years ago, with Europe seeking to gradually make more of its own military equipment and import less from the US.
That was Reuters correspondent Sierra Lee. The UN Children's Agency warned Monday that Israel's decision to stop allowing the entry of all humanitarian aid, except water, into the Gaza Strip will quickly lead to, quote, devastating consequences for children and families who are struggling to survive. Eduard Biegbaeder, UNICEF's regional director for the Middle East and North Africa, said the ceasefire provided, quote, a critical lifeline for children. The first phase of the ceasefire expired Saturday, and Israel and U.S. designated terror group Hamas have been at odds about what the second phase will look like. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday that his government had adopted a proposal by Steve Witkoff, the U.S. special envoy to the Middle East, for a temporary ceasefire in Gaza that will last through Ramadan and Passover. During that period, Hamas will release half the hostages on the first day and the rest once a deal is reached on a permanent ceasefire. But Hamas says it is committed to the originally agreed ceasefire that had been scheduled to move into a second phase, with negotiations aimed at a permanent end to the war. Pope Francis has suffered an apparent setback in his recovery from a respiratory illness. The Vatican said doctors at Rome's Gemelli Hospital extracted notable amounts of fluid from the pontiff's lungs on Monday. Francis remained alert, oriented, and cooperated with medical personnel during the procedure. He has been placed back on a non-invasive ventilator. The 88-year-old Pope has been battling a complex respiratory infection and pneumonia since February 14th. He is prone to lung infections after having part of a lung removed when he was a young man. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, VOANews.com. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.